I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings and welcome to Hello Pine Knob, the official podcast for the Pine Knob Music Theater in Independence Township, Michigan. I'm your host, Gary Graff, back for a third season of documenting everything that goes on in one of the country's oldest and busiest amphitheaters. We're here in September now, and it's almost as busy as Pine Knob has been during the summer, with shows going all the way through the first weekend of October. In this episode, we're going to talk to a few of the bands who are coming for the late summer, early fall season out at Pine Knob. Hard Rocker Stained will be back at Pine Knob on Wednesday, September 11th, for its second show there in just over a year. It'll be the Heavy Rock Quartet's seventh show at Pine Knob, and guitarist Mike Mushok tells us Pine Knob is one of his favorite places to play.
I mean, the shows there have always been great, you know. So that's one thing I know that we can always look forward to going to Pine Knob. You know, it's definitely... A lot of places kind of blend, and you don't really remember. But I mean, that definitely stands out as always being a great venue with great shows. So definitely looking forward to that.
Mike recalls one particularly memorable night at Pine Knob when he was there as a fan rather than as a performer.
I remember Bob Seger showing up to play with Kid Rock one time when we were there. I just remember he pulled up, he did something, and he rolled out. And I didn't go up to the stage because I was like, there's too much commotion. So I usually kind of try and steer clear of that.
Since Stain's 2023 show at Pine Knob, the group has released Confessions of the Fallen, its first new album in 12 years. It spawned the number one mainstream rock single, Lowest in Me, as well as top 10 singles, Here and Now, and Better Days. Stain has had nearly a year now of living with the music being out, and Mike says he and his bandmates are still happy with what they did.
I'm proud of the way the record came out. I mean, I think it was, you know... I think the one thing that I've spoke of, and I'm sure I did previously with you, is, you know, the introduction to some of, you know, the electronic elements and what we're doing. And, I like the way that came across and was, you know, happy with the end results. And I'd imagine that, you know, that's also, you know, talking about, you know, moving forward, that's something we'll probably, you know, kind of, you know, continue to explore a little bit more. If and when we get to, you know, record and do another record.
Mike adds that there are no concrete plans for the next Stain music yet, however.
I mean, that's my hope. I don't know right now exactly. Definitely working on, you know, new music, and we'll see where it goes. You know what I mean? We'll see where, I mean, you know, Aaron has a very successful country career, and he's always out working that. And but this has been a good run, you know. And I know everybody was really happy with the record. So we'll see what happens. The thing that was tough last time was that it was, you know, 10 plus years since we had written together. So I think, you know, if we can get through that and finish a record and be happy with it, I mean, hopefully if we go to do another one that, we've passed, you know, hopefully.
Once again, that's Stained with Breaking Benjamin, Daughtry and Lakeview at 5:30 p.m. September 11th at Pine Knob. In the If It Ain't Broke, Don't Fix It department, Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top are continuing their Sharper Dressed Simple Man tour, which the two classic rock acts launched last year and are bringing back to Pine Knob for another stop on Friday, September 13th. Skynyrd guitarist Ricky Medlock can't say enough good things about the package.
When you put two of these bands together, you got all this great music that you can hear in one night. It's a rarity to have two such bands together in the first place. And I really believe since last year. You know, we started this thing last year, started this tour, and it's gone. We did the first leg of it, was July into October of last year. Now, this year, we did another run of it. The second leg of it was in March and April through 2 months. And now we're already back at it again, August through September into October. And, of course, this will be the third leg of it, and it's done. But you know what, man? I believe at any given time you put two bands together like that, I think you're going to have a really great turnout. I do.
ZZ Top's Billy F. Gibbons says he feels much the same way.
Those guys are pretty fierce when it comes to playing good rock and roll. I believe that, bottom line, it's a pretty nice ticket to have a night full of ferociousness.
This year, Medlock says, is even more special because Gibbons has taken to joining Lynyrd Skynyrd during its set.
He does every night now. He gets up, all of a sudden we look behind us, and here he comes walking out on Call Me the Breeze. And he's become a regular steadfast on Call Me the Breeze, man. I mean, if he didn't walk out, we're going to miss him. You know what I mean? But you know what? It's a great camaraderie. I mean, I'm sorry, you know, that Dusty's not there to see it and take part in it. But you know what, man? We're having a great run. Billy and Frank, I mean, what can you say? They've been there how many years? You know what I mean? So I really feel that we are very blessed and fortunate to be able to go out here and do this and draw the people that we're drawing. And we're going to see this thing right on out to the end. And hey, who knows? There might be another, you know, there might be another time in the next year or so where you might see it run again. Who knows?
Gibbons adds that
there hasn't been a single night gone by in the past few decades where somebody in the third row shouts out, play some Skynyrd, and now we get to do it.
Both Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top have suffered significant losses in recent years, but both are soldiering on. ZZ's three members, Gibbons, drummer Frank Beard, and bassist Dusty Hill, were together for 52 years until Hill passed away in 2021, with longtime band tech Elwood Francis stepping in at, Gibbons says, Hill's own suggestion.
A lot of folks don't know that he was trading licks with Dusty going back three decades. And when we pointed to him, you heard Dusty say, you know, if I'm late coming to the gig, give my guitar to Elwood. He's got it now.
Skynyrd, meanwhile, lost guitarist Gary Rossington, its last surviving founding member, just last year. Medlock, who was with Skynyrd during the early 70s before rejoining in 1995, says he and singer Johnny Van Zandt, the younger brother of original Skynyrd singer Ronnie Van Zandt, are continuing the band in their honor.
You know what, man? We miss him. It's still kind of a raw nerve in me. You know, I'm not quite sure I'll ever settle it, you know, settle over it. But you know what, man? The band is out really, really kicking it right now. And we're very blessed and fortunate about the fans. The fans are just incredible. When Gary passed away, you know, they didn't want to see it end. All the stuff that was written on the internet and on social media and our websites and web pages and all that. The biggest thing that they said, please don't let this be the end of it. And that's what Johnny and I have gone about doing. And Johnny and I will keep this thing going for as long as we want, you know.
While both bands have plenty of hits to play every night, they're also both overdue for some new music. ZZ Top's last album came out during 2012, but Gibbons says the trio is embarking on some new recording.
Yeah, we'll go back in the studio on Sunday, trying to squeeze in some recording time while out on the road. It's getting easier and easier. There was a time when you needed a high school gymnasium to make a record. Now you can do it on a laptop.
Yeah. So are there songs around?
Mm-hmm. We've got them. They're not quite. They're not in the final stage, but probably at least by the end of the year, we'll have a handful of things to throw out.
Yeah. Are there things that you've been working on over the years that are still part of this?
Well, if you'd ask Frank, he will be the first one to remind the avid listener. We have a song that we started writing in 1969, right alongside Salt Lick, and we're still trying to figure it out. That's still coming.
Skinner also has some plans afoot, according to Rossington.
You know, we've got about 24 songs that we're sitting on right now that Gary was a co-writer of. And on the tapes, we're going all the way back to when we were recording stuff on ideas and songs and lyrics and stuff on cassette tapes. And I know I sound like I'm dating everything, but whatever. And you can hear Gary talking, you can hear him laughing, you can it's just beautiful. It's very personal, you know what I mean? And what we're thinking about doing, Johnny and I, we're thinking about, yes, we've talked about doing a new Lynyrd Skynyrd release, and it would be in memory and a tribute specifically to Gary Rossington.
Pine Knob, meanwhile, holds a special place in both bands' hearts, especially for Medlock, who spent a great deal of time in Michigan when his band Blackfoot was active and managed by Al Nally in Ann Arbor.
Pine Knob, man, is one of those venues that is synopsis with rock music. I mean, every great artist that's ever graced us in rock music period, has played that venue. And I'm thankful. You know, there was a venue like that in Nashville called the Starwood. And man, it was really a bummer when they tore that down, because every great artist had been in that venue and played that venue so often. Well, that's the way I feel about Pine Knob. I hope they never tear that place down, because I think it would be the ultimate sin to yank that building down for all of its greatness. I mean, my God, think about it, you know? So I always look forward to coming back to Detroit anyway. You know my history with Detroit. I lived in Ann Arbor off and on for 13 years and played all over Detroit. At one time or another, you know, with Blackfoot, now with Lynyrd Skynyrd. And you know what? It's always a thrill for us to walk out, you know, in the Motor City and have a great show. And now us and ZZ Top being able to grace the stage at Pine Knob, that's a real thrill.
Once again, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top with the Outlaws at 6:30 p.m. Friday, September 13th at Pine Knob. Judas Priest isn't playing at Pine Knob this time through. It's at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater on Tuesday, September 17th. But the British heavy metal group has its own history at Pine Knob, including an Ozfest appearance during 2004. Frontman Rob Halford is another who has nothing but good things to say about Pine Knob.
I always got excited about going back there because of the intensity of the way that the fans were expressing themselves in the open air. I don't know, something changes when you're outside. Maybe you get more oxygen, I don't know. But the memories right from the very first time we played there were indelible, and so that's in my head. That's in my head. Great early shows and important shows. Because when you have an important show that's successful at a place like Pine Knob, it secures you. It secures you. What I mean by that is it creates a memory that won't go away for the band and for the fans. And if everybody has a great night and a great experience at that particular venue with their favorite band, their favorite artist, why wouldn't you want to do it again and again and again? It's just an important venue.
Halford and Priest put out a new album, Invincible Shield, in March, while its current tour is part of a continuing 50th anniversary celebration for the band. This month, in fact, marks a half century since Priest released its very first album, Rockarola, in 1974, and Halford says he and bassist Ian Hill, who's the only remaining member from the very first lineup of Priest, are happy to still be making metal, with no plans to stop anytime soon.
There's still a lot of work to be done. That's what I love about this place. There's very few bands that have existed this long. Have I said it before that since Sabbath retired, we're the longest serving heavy metal band on the planet? Don't think about that. So that's wrapped into this thing of not get a move on, don't rush it. But I think that the energy that we carried over from Firepower to Invincible Shield, kicking out the pandemic, but to get to this place. There isn't any rush to get to the next one, but I think it's going to be sooner.
You can check out Judas Priest with Sabaton opening at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, September 17th at the Michigan Lottery Amphitheater. Tickets and more information about all these shows and more can be found at 313presents.com. That's it for this episode of Hello Pine Knot. Our thanks to Mike Mushok of Stain, Ricky Medlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, and Rob Halford of Judas Priest for taking time to chat with us. Hello Pine Knob is produced by Ryan Anderson and is available via Odyssey, the 313 Presents website and social media, or wherever you get your podcasts. Until our next episode, I'm Gary Graff. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you out on the line.